David Ledbetter, our guest on Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, and of course, world-renowned instructor. Jason Capone from the Raptors saying goodbye there. See you, Jason. Best of luck, buddy. And David, one question that I really am interested in, and I've focused on this for the last couple of years, we've been doing our program for 7 years, is the nutritional aspect of the game. And tell me, what would you grab at the turn after nine holes, or what's something that you energize with? Because I think a lot of people put the wrong things in their bodies when they're playing.
Well, it's probably not fair to ask you because I'm a bit of a health buff, so I'm pretty conscious of what I eat. And listen, first and foremost, you have to realize people are out there to have a good time. So, you know, if they grab a hot dog or, a candy bar or something, I mean, it's all part of having a good time. But probably from a nutritional standpoint, it's not the best way to go. And so, certainly when you're talking at the elite level, these players are very aware of keeping their energy levels up and keeping their blood sugar levels constant and so on. So, they're not likely to, they're into power bars. Obviously, and even certain power bars are not necessarily that good for you. They're just glorified cookies. But, things that sustain your energy level, nuts, raisins, fruit, a bit of protein, bit of carbs, bit of fat. You just got to be careful. And everybody's a little different how they perform. Some people, they need just a little something. Other people need a lot. And some people have to, somebody like Padraig Harrington, he eats every three holes.
Wow.
He's found a way that he feels that he sustains his energy levels that way. And, obviously there's all sorts of power drinks out now and so on and so forth. And so it's important. And, we teach a tremendously... a tremendous number of good kids, and we're really on to them about nutrition, because if you do get fatigued, you lose your concentration.
Absolutely.
And you think, what's the matter with me, why am I getting tired? And you see it's common. A lot of people, hey, they just poop out the last few holes.
Now, I don't get the opportunity too often to get instruction from someone such as David Ledbetter, so we're going to take this opportunity now. You're going to look at my swing.
Okay.
Possibly give me a couple tips, and I'll get you to actually, you can hold the mic and you can host this part of the program.
All right, okay.
You got a problem with that? So let's
not
walk,
at all. Okay.
Walk me through
all
and
right.
tell me what
as
you
long
want
as not
me
breaking
to do.
Union rules,
no,
I'll
no,
do
no.
it.
So you walk me through this.
Okay. Well, what's your handicap, first of all?
Probably about an
11. 11. Okay, that's good. All right, just why don't you go ahead and hit a few shots, because I like to look at somebody, just hit maybe two or three shots just to see. And you obviously haven't played much lately, I would imagine, with the weather.
Nope.
Which is probably a good time to view your swing. Okay, so where do you think yourself you could improve?
My alignment is one thing that's killing
right,
me.
Right, so a little inconsistent
and,
with your aim, right?
I have what they would call a reverse pivot. I get instruction quite a bit, but
okay.
I always get nailed with the reverse pivot.
All right, okay, so what's the strength of your game? Are you?
When I hit the ball nice, it's nice. Good,
solid?
Nice, consistent ball flight.
Right.
I get it solid, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And when it's off, what happens?
Off, I pull it.
Pull it, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just go ahead. You got a pretty good short game, have you?
I like putting.
Oh, you like putting. Okay. Yeah, you do have a little bit of a reverse pivot. It actually got a little bit of Colin Montgomery in you there, I'd have to say, So, it's done him okay, All right, so, you actually do it. Your hip action reminds me of Monty. One of the things that I would say here, looking at your swing, just swing back and stop for a minute.
Okay.
The noticeable thing here is that how little hip turn you have. You know, the one thing, if you don't turn your hips, the tendency is that your upper body then slides back towards the target. So one of the things I would do is have a practice swing here now. Okay. Just stand up, balance on your left toe here. Other left foot. There we go. Now I can see your problem here. Okay. Not sure if you're left hand or right hand. Okay, now. So just take your address now. Now swing back. Okay. Now let this knee come in a little more. There you go. Right. So all this is doing, I'm not gonna suggest that you do this for long, but what this is doing is allowing your middle to rotate. So your belt buckle now, you see, you need somewhere around the probably at least 45 degrees of hip turn. I would say you probably got about 20. Okay, so, and as you get older, you're not getting more flexible, you get less flexible. So, you need a little bit of lower body rotation there. Okay, so go ahead.
With the foot up.
With the foot up, yeah. Okay, now swing it back here. Okay, now let's... Good. Now, Now, you see, as you do that, first of all, it's sort of naturally lengthen your swing without trying to, you don't need a long swing. Yeah. I mean, you've got, you're solidly built. So you don't, but you see now, you've got no sign of a reverse pivot there.
Yeah.
Okay, so say, not that you need to lift your left foot up that amount, but do that again. I want to see if you can hit a ball like that, okay?
With my left foot.
Yeah, keep it up. Okay, but now, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Make sure your left knee moves in now, okay? So you're back and one more stop at the top of the swing. Hold it there. Yeah, now that was actually really pretty good. Now, as you swing down, you can then replant your foot, okay? Remember, this is only a drill, because when you actually, you're going to do one more like that, then we're going to hit one normally. Yeah, just stop at the top and check. Okay, swing back. You've actually got a pretty nice looking swing. Okay, just free this. There you go. Just make sure this arm is up your chest a little more. That's it. There you go. But do you feel more rotation here?
Yeah.
Should feel a little bit more weight on that right leg. Okay, right. Now do that again with your foot up, and then swing through. Yeah, and then drop the foot as you swing through. Now, that was such a much longer backswing, you can't believe it, without even trying. So now stand normally.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to see if we can try to create the same sensation. So as you swing back, swing it back. But now you let the left knee get behind the ball. That's it. So your left knee points in more. There you go. See, that's okay. That's where it was. It's fine. Good. There you go. And just check that occasionally. And you want to feel, look down. You want sort of about 90 degrees up here or close to it, maybe 85, but certainly about 45 down here. You've got not nearly enough hip turn.
So that's why I'm losing a lot of distance.
Oh, you're losing a lot of distance,
it's hard to focus on moving your feet like, right?
It is. That's why you want to, that's why I gave you that little drill, because that's something when you go out and you hit balls and you feel, okay, that's the feeling I want. And then when you put your foot down, you try to recreate the same feel. It's instruction is interesting because, I can throw a million thoughts at people, but that's no good. What you've got to learn to do really is sort of have a feeling for what you're doing. That's what these drills do. They incorporate a feel. Okay, so go ahead. Let's see how you do that now. So,
without
the foot up now. Okay, back we go now. Much better, much better. So in 2 minutes there, you probably added another 20 degrees of hip turn there.
Perfect.
And if you get in the mirror, have a look at it, check it out. And, even if you play lousy, at least you look good.
David Thudbetter, thanks a lot for doing this show. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Enjoyed it. Thank you.